Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Whenever you're talking to people who make claims like the fact that the cross was somehow some cosmic child abuse, you'll often see that people like that don't think through things logically and reasonably. In fact, it is a logical fallacy. What fallacy? It is the fallacy of equivocation. What's the fallacy of equivocation? Well, that is when you use a term, in this case the word son, and you use it with two different meanings. Jesus is called the Son, God the Son, or the Son of God. And his title is the Son within the Trinity. So you have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. His title is the Son. But when you talk about child abuse, it is a child. Now, son is used in a different way. It's the idea of a son that is the offspring of a parent. And therefore, the parent somehow does something to the child who has no ability to say no or to defend himself and is being abused because of the authority of the parent. Now, in that sense, Jesus Christ is not a son. He is not a son as an offspring that is one that has a parent. And so here you see a fallacy of equivocation being utilized in order to make the claim that the cross was cosmic child abuse. It is not logical.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.